The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Okay. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. Okay. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. Okay. For Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Okay.
Previously on Derpy Show. Derpy Show.
Lay the fuck down. I will murder you.
Do we have any sedatives?
Derpy Show. Derpy Show.
She
killed it.
She could.
Literally.
I wasn't trying to put his butthole on you.
Put the butthole on her.
Oh, man.
Charlie, do the thing!
Derpy Show.
I put that in my cereal. I put that in my coffee.
So,
That's a bad cold brew, man. We're gonna take the beans, then we're gonna put in some Worcestershire sauce and a little bit of garlic.
Derpy Show.
And squid proxy it to wherever he searches for in Google.
Googlies. Googie.
I'm sorry. Googie-gungers. The near neck break is caused my head to hurt.
Do we need to take you to a hospital?
Derpy Show.
Joe, I need more Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt's just regular yogurt.
No, I mean, I get that. I don't understand why he needed to...
I was making a joke that you don't understand what yogurt is, but you understand what Go-Gurt is.
No, I understand what yogurt was. I was making fun of him.
Yeah, but he was making a joke and making fun of you.
Fuck you guys.
Now we've had to explain the entire joke.
We just had a meta joke go on here.
Derpy Show.
Arlo. What do you want?
Vengeance.
When do you want
it? When do you want it?
It's like a ghost. Like... Do you have unfinished business?
Derpy Show. You need to calm it down.
I'm not calming down.
Easy, Tiger.
Fuck all of you.
DJ, have peanut butter in my mouth. Neo Faust.
Wow, I think we should use that take. I'm DJ Snorlax, and coming out shortly will be Robo Joe. And he's Robo Joe.
And I'm Robo Joe.
That's Robo Joe.
And I'm Robo Joe.
Derpy Show.
Can we go back to the thing that happened that people care about?
Are we going to keep guessing? This is kind of fun.
Wait. Was it local?
No.
International?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he probably does know.
I do know. It was
Day of the Doctor,
at Burger King. They now have a clone of the Big Mac called the Big King, and it's better than the Big Mac.
Holy shit.
Wait, maybe that just happened last weekend or whatever.
You said something about that.
Yeah.
I want to try the Big King.
This is truly international.
And that's not what I was talking about, but I am instantly fascinated.
Can we go to Burger King, get Big Kings, come back and eat them on the air?
I can. When I go pick up Miss Terry Guest, I'll pick up some.
I'm confused.
They're really good.
Didn't you say it was a cologne? Oh, a clone.
No, a clone, not a cologne.
I thought he said cologne, and I don't want you to smell...
Big King cologne!
I don't want you to smell like a Big Mac.
Good.
Please don't.
By the way, he legit said cologne.
He did.
I'm not the only one that thought that, too. Okay.
But when you said it, there was a defined, break, so it was cologne.
It only sounded like a cologne.
But they already have the Whopper. Why do they need...
Because the Whopper is nothing
like the Big Mac.
I love the Whopper.
I do too.
That doesn't make it any more like the Big Mac.
The Big Mac has secret sauce.
You know that's just mayo and ketchup.
That's no the Whopper.
No, like the Whopper's Thousand Island.
Yeah.
No, that's
it doesn't have relish.
That's what I meant.
Okay, so the only difference is that relish gets added to the sauce.
Fucking
what?
McRibs, people.
That's how you make Thousand Island.
You don't put tartar. Tartar sauce and Thousand Island are not the same thing.
I didn't say tartar sauce.
Ketchup.
Ketchup, mayo, and relish. Thousand Island.
I don't think that's it.
Ooh.
Guys, listen.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking this up.
No.
Thousand Island is a special sauce.
Wait a minute. While you're not completely wrong, you're still sort of wrong because it's
can
mayo,
also contain all sorts of other
mayo,
shit.
Mayo, ketchup, vinegar, sugar, relish, onion, salt, and black pepper.
Hi.
A whole lot more.
Excuse me. All of the things that you just listed that aren't
ketchup yeah.
are in ketchup. Vinegar is also in mayonnaise.
But it says ketchup plus vinegar plus sugar. What?
So they made it vinegarier and
plus
sweeter.
Plus onion plus salt plus
those things
pepper.
Are all in ketchup.
I'll give them, I don't think onion's in ketchup.
Yeah, it is. Usually onion powder is in ketchup.
But you're increasing all of those things.
No, I want somebody to tell me what the fuck's an HP sauce, because that is delicious.
Sauce. That's what's an HP sauce. It's just sauce.
I fucking love HP sauce.
What is it? Is it like Worcestershire? Worcestershire?
Worcestershire?
Please.
It's a
Worcester.
Lot of, it's a lot of different printer
It's definitely
inks.
Not Worcester.
It's a lot. Okay,
my grandmother.
Now, actually, let me build on this theory that HP sauce is just printer inks, because when you mix a bunch of colors together, you do get brown.
Brown. This is a delightful thing, because I'm going to eat printer ink now.
It could also be Cthulhu-based sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, I just blew your mind.
Tasty brown
sauce. HP sauce is a brown sauce originally produced by HP Foods, now produced by Heinz in the Netherlands. HP sauce has a malt vinegar base blended with tomato, dates, tamarind extract, sweetener, and spices.
Ooh, spices.
Dates.
Ooh, great spicy.
Great equalizer.
It's not ooh, spicy. Derpy
show. So, my grandmother, who's not dead as far as I know as of this recording.
She's a hologram.
Could you hold up a newspaper
hologram.
To authenticate?
She's bringing it back.
I can write the time and then my Reddit username on a piece of paper and take a picture.
Right next to your tits?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with your grandmother? I'm getting really
confused.
It's always
confused. Like this.
No face.
No.
And I'm going to put verified by your profile.
Verified. That's awesome. She's from Ohio, which essentially means just like a hillbilly.
Who listens to WKRP.
Sure, yeah.
What? Is that an Illinois thing?
No, it's a Cincinnati thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's
also Drew Carey.
It's an old show.
Anyway.
Oh.
And she says Worcester sauce.
What?
Your Grammy, is she
now,
racist?
Now, is she referring to sriracha? Because that has a rooster on it.
No. Worcester.
That'd be really cute.
Worcester sauce. Yeah, she just has a hard time with R's.
Oh, no.
No, she says Worcester sauce for Worcestershire sauce.
That's because people from Massachusetts that live in Worcester, it's spelled the same way as Worcestershire.
Wait, so she's actually closer than what I'm saying?
Well, the sauce is Worcestershire sauce. But spelled the same way as Worcester, Massachusetts.
So if I... Wait, I didn't know this. Do people in Worcester call it Worcester sauce?
I don't know. That's ask... I could call Jessica or Caitlin right now.
Call that bitch right now. I want to make a bit where we just... we're not going to use the internet. We're just going to call people like it's the fucking archaic times. We had to know somebody that might know the answer to your question.
I can't find my phone.
You know what I like putting Worcestershire sauce in? I like putting it in Bloody Marys.
I heard there's a nice spice to it. Some people, instead of putting Tabasco, they put that in it.
I put both, but... Well, actually, no, that's not true. I used to put both, but since I had stomach problems, I can't do the spicy, so I just use Worcestershire sauce to compensate.
It's a good thing you're not Indian.
Oh, man. I love me some Indian food, too.
I used to always put Worcestershire sauce in my guacamole. That's a nice little kick.
That's an interesting change to it.
Nice. And, you know, like half a pound of garlic, because I'm Italian.
Garlic.
Well, garlic goes in everything. Garlic's like whenever I'm cooking something.
Garlic salt.
There goes, no. If I'm cooking something in a pan, it's a bunch of butter and then a bunch of diced garlic.
An
onion. Just fucking throw that shit in there.
Delightful.
That's the base for whatever we're cooking.
Sounds about right. Derpy
show. I really subscribe to the make a statement theory.
Yes.
It's easy to remember and hard to
guess. And put in alphanumerics. Or if you're used to typing in a sentence on the keyboard, do this thing I tell people. It's a +2 or +1 to the right or left. So basically take that button and move it to the right 2 spaces or 1, and it's perfect. It's a perfect little mnemonic to remember your
one
password.
One fun password formula that I use sometimes, is, if I want it to be super secure, is I'll take 2 words, and I'll replace both words like some numbers, like letter replacement. Lead speak, basically.
Mickey Mouse, but with an I instead of the, or an one instead of the one. I.
Exactly. Symbols.
But then I lay the words on top of each other, alternating. Basically, I type out the first word, and then I arrow all the way to the front,
And go every other letter.
And then I put in a letter, and then an arrow, and then a letter, and then an arrow, and a letter.
That's
and it
fine.
Makes
that's a good permutation.
Yeah.
It's a very good permutation.
That's really smart.
That's the only if I really want to secure something.
Like your bank account. Something like that.
Length is just as important as complexity.
That's what she said!
Yeah!
Fuck you!
Derpy Show.
Yeah.
Term I hate.
Hmm?
When people say that they have a stupid phone.
Dumb phones.
Smartphones, dumb phones.
I hate that.
But no, if it's a stupid phone, it'll be a rotary device. That's all mechanical.
Do you know, I also hate...
But
also
it's a good way to differentiate in my mind. Like, I immediately understand what they're talking about.
Does it have a microprocessor in it? It ain't dumb.
Do you know what I hate? I hate the candy bar term.
What's a candy bar?
Any phone that's... an iPhone is a candy bar phone.
I hate
because
it
it's a rectangular device that just is that. I just don't like the term candy bar.
I've never heard that.
That is an official term. It's you'll find it all over the place. It's candy bar. It differentiates between flip phone. It's archaic now because every phone is essentially a candy bar. It is slider is going to be the only thing that's pretty much off-white ways, unless you get into the flip phones. But most phones aren't flip phones anymore. So almost everything is a candy bar. So
don't go to Japan.
Right. But so having the terminology is a little archaic because it's just not as common. But yeah, they refer to them as candy bar.
But in Japan, if people have flip phones, they also have a smartphone.
Do they now, too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They carry around 2.
Wow. Redundancy on the same plan, or is it different plans?
No. It's because Japan, they're used to using this mail system that you can only get on this one particular subscriber. And they only have this one particular type of flip phone.
Yeah.
But everybody uses this stupid mail system. It's kind of like BlackBerry. It's basically like BlackBerry, and everybody's needs to use the same thing, but it doesn't have any smartphone functionality, so they also carry a smartphone.
You know, I wouldn't mind. I wish I could just easily have two devices on my plan. I would rather.
Do you not already?
What do you mean?
I saw you with a BlackBerry, isn't that?
Yeah, but I have to switch them out. Like, I would rather have I would rather have my tablet in my bag. Getting my data, and then have a small, long battery life, whatever, phone that I use for phone purposes.
Also, combine peripheral based on data streams.
No, so he wants to uncombine.
Uncombine, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't want one device that does everything, because one device does everything makes battery life suffer.
A combined data stream, as in, you have a data plan that you pick up your tablet, use it on demand, you close that, pick up your phone, use it on demand. They both use the same data stream and networking.
Yeah, I wish there's a way that I could just have that. That's what I want.
Tethering, would that work?
Yeah.
But that just kills your battery even faster.
It's true.
I'm wanting to have 2 devices so I have 2 batteries to utilize stuff, but it doesn't work that way.
Don't the tablets come with a cellular device?
Some do. But you're
paying another $60 a month.
Oh, for that separate access as opposed to
having... Yeah, even though I would never... I don't use them at the same time. I would use them at different times.
It's coming to that point sooner or later. I could only assume that within the next few years, you'll be able to, have multi-phones and one data stream that you just pick up on demand and use.
Well, I think Asus... I don't know if it ever actually came out. They were working on a phone that was, the Note. The big-ass tablets, phablet
big
phone.
Big-ass tablet!
But it also came with a small, what we think of as a quote, dumb phone, one of those, and they were the same device, they linked together.
Huh.
So if all you were using was the phone portion and texting, basic texting, you could put your phablet in your bag.
Derpy Show.
What about deuces?
Deuces?
Yeah, deuces, and they leave.
If they say that, I'm going to think that they're going to go to take a shit.
He would.
If you say to me, deuces, and you leave the room, I'm assuming that you're going to go take a shit.
Oh, the middle
school kid. To be fair, every time I leave the room, you should be assuming I'm taking a shit.
I do.
It's a pretty good bet.
I'm like, well, he's going to take a shit.
That's healthy.
He just walked to the kitchen. Doesn't matter. He's going to take a shit.
Well, you know what they say? You know, you should take a shit 6 times a day. That's the new thing
Who
they're saying.
Who says
whoa,
that?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Who says that?
I'm lucky to get out 1.5.
If I pee half that amount of time, yeah, like, I'm having a good day.
Like, when I'm on, like, a bulking phase of working out, I eat a lot. And, like, that's a lot of fiber.
I'm obviously, it's obviously not true.
Guys, okay. He does not poop that much. He's fine.
Well, I'm just, like, even on like, heavy protein and fiber intake, like, 1.5, mostly.
I did have a triple threat day the other day at work. It was weird.
Were you sick?
No, he was just getting paid to poop, so he was really happy about it.
Wait, well,
that you had stuff coming onto 3 orifices at once?
No, okay, so normally... Okay, so you know how, like, when I wake up, my body isn't ready to poop when I wake up.
Are we like, really going there? Like,
yes.
We're really doing this?
Continue?
Yes. I'm right there with
I'm
you.
I'm intrigued! like no, maybe other people's bodies are different, but, like, when I wake up, I get up, I get ready for work, I shower, I eat... It's not until maybe probably 2 hours after I've gotten up that it's time to use the bathroom.
I totally agree. I'm the
maybe
same way.
Maybe because your intestines are just sitting there and nothing's moving through there, so when you get up and active, your metabolism...
It's gravity.
Well... Gravity, too.
So, typically at work, I go and I poop at work.
But is it after you drink coffee, too?
I usually drink unsweet tea, usually.
Tea is with caffeine. Caffeine's the last,
yeah.
Dude.
Then, yeah. So, yeah.
Maybe your body's waiting for that, like, trigger to be like, oh, here comes a tea, poop.
Yep, that's possible, because I usually drink tea in the morning.
Tea poop.
So, I go to poop, right? And then the other day, and it was like a good poop. And you know, and okay.
Wait, vibe on that.
Stop. What constitutes a good poop? Because I know, I hear floaters mean you gain all the nutrients out of it, and it's just left there. Sinkers mean you didn't get anything.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I feel a good poop is when, like, I build it higher than the water. Like,
no,
if it's like
bad,
one continuous, if it's one continuous log, I also take some pride in that.
But wait, is it when it's a clean, like, a dismount and drop
clean
and you're out?
That's called a ghost poop.
No,
ghost poop is where it disappears.
You know that you pooped and you look down and you're like...
But wait.
Where?
You mean when you don't have to wipe?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
that?
You sit down. Because, I mean, no, seriously, at work, I sit next to people that get in there, and they sit there for like 5 minutes going, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck do you guys
no.
eat? I get in there, and like, bing, bang, out. I'm just like, done.
I have a very shitty intestinal tract, apparently.
You need more yogurt and fiber in your diet.
Did you say yoga?
Yogurt.
You mean he needs to, like, bend his body in weird positions so he can poop at different
angles? No, I mean...
Well, squatting is better for you.
Anyway, so what I mean by a good poop... Okay, so if it's all together, I'm having a good day, all right?
Floating or sinking?
Just in one piece.
Now,
one piece? Okay.
The floating and sinking thing, I read an article that's a bunch of bullshit.
As long as it's just coming out... Like, that's good for me. So I, like, man, I had a good one today. And then, like, just, like, 2 hours later, like, just before lunchtime, I was like, that's weird. And I had another one! And then before I left work, there was a third. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Decent size? Or
This was like
a week's worth of food.
But when,
no,
yeah, like,
it was
yeah,
like
have
that!
You, have you not gone in, like, the past 7 days? I've had stints where it's, like, 5 days, holy crap, literally... What's going on?
Well, yeah, maybe... I feel like maybe I only went once or twice, 2 days in a row, and then it was just like, nope. Working time, boys.
Yeah, I don't understand when I hear people going, like, I'm going to go on this colon cleansing program. I'm like, what? And they take this, like, these pills, or is it like a...
probiotic or something?
Is it? Yeah, some people do suppositories, but I know some people do, like, the milk and magnesia thing. Because before I went overseas, I drank, like, a glass of milk and magnesia, and... I never felt my insides just, like, destroy themselves. It's just, it's like, it was like putting Drano down in there, and then just, everything just came out in a violent fury.
You start getting, like, weird, like, stuff that you're like, oh, God, that color's bad.
It's probably
that means it's been there for a long
it's
time.
It's probably gum I ate when I was 5 years old or something, man. Like, seriously, that was, like, violence. But they have, like, specific, like, pill programs that you take one pill, take another pill, take another pill, and then at the end of it you take a pill that has all bacteria in it or something like that to help redo your system.
Yeah, microbes. That's
microbes,
what you're looking for. So if you're looking for
intestinal flora.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
You want, like, you... the human body is a large... It's like a... It's its own tiny ecosystem.
No, the intestines are very important.
And you want to make sure that there's all these happy little guys living out their whole little circle of life
happy
in your tummy.
Little guys.
This is very true.
So that's why I every now and then, if I'm not feeling so good, I'll do the Activia.
Activia?
Like 6 days of Activia, and that does pretty well for me.
Oh, it's every day, man.
But if you do, like, if you're not doing well, you can get Activia and only do, like, the one thing, and it will help sort you out for a while.
It does, yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have at least a decent amount of calcium and yogurt in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, I used to buy Activia occasionally, and Josh would be like, what's with all this vagina yogurt in the...
What are you, Jamie Lee Curtis?
In the fridge.
Well, isn't he the guy that has, like, the weirdest, most irrational poop in the world? I feel like he talks about pooping, like,
irrational. Wouldn't that make it rational?
I meant irrational.
So he's a rational poop.
Now, the thing that I hated about that was that it always brought up this imagery, because I read an article one time that this guy actually made yogurt using the bacteria from his girlfriend.
Ew. Right.
Which is possible because it's basically the same type of bacteria.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the stuff that you have in the yogurt and put back and forth, they're the same colony, same kind of genus.
Yeah. Oh,
Now I'm never eating yogurt again.
No, yeah. It's fine.
We don't need yogurt now, so it's not that big a loss.
But you got to think of how much bacteria you intake constantly.
Yeah, but like, it's not bacteria. From somebody's vagina.
Oh, speaking of bacteria that collects on things, a recent study...
I like where this is going already.
Yeah, recent study... They took library books, but not any library book. Specifically, public library used copies of 50 Shades of Grey.
Uh-oh.
Ugh. And guess how many diseases they found on it?
All of them!
Herpes! All sorts of shit. Yep.
How?
And shit, too.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because
you're schlicking, and then you're, you know, swiping the pages, so.
Oh, so you're...
That's why humans have two hands.
So, well, you have to turn the page. So basically, you're diddling, then you turn the page, then you're
diddling. You have two hands.
How do you hold the book?
Surfaces around you can hold the book for you?
It doesn't stay open.
Book pillow, people. They have pillows that look like pyramids you set books on. Done.
Now...
I just get my whack-off material the good old-fashioned way.
If you're getting it from the library, do you have all the money to buy all these book accoutrements?
You mean the surface of your bed or wherever you're sitting and or laying?
Hold on, I'm no longer as interested in this topic. I'm now more interested in my new favorite portmanteau, book accoutrements.
Book accoutrements? What does that, translate that, please. What does that literally mean?
A book accessory.
Yeah.
Book-outremons. So a bookmark would be a book-outremont.
Yeah.
Holy shite, that's so, like, bourgeoisie of you. Wow.
Book-outremons.
Book-outremons.
I love this.
Now, this is delightful word.
The bourgeoisie.
The bourgeoisie.
All right.
Now, do the bourgeoisie...
The bourgeoisie buys their own books. They don't go to the public library.
Oh, no.
Well, do the bourgeoisie buy their books, or do they download their books? Arla, what do you think?
I think that was a download.
Cat farts are atrocious, by the way.
Arla doesn't really fart, but when he poops, when there's a fresh poop, it's not very good.
Horrendous.
A good old fresh poop.
I never knew cats farted until, like, one night, like, one of my cats was by my face. And I'm just laying there, and all of a sudden, I hear a burr. I'm like, that wasn't me. That was the what? And I look over right at the cat, and it goes, and she just lifts her tail, and goes, burr, again. I'm like, fucking cats fart?
Well, wouldn't all animals fart? Like, doesn't just the nature of a mammalian digestive system create gas? You do realize that a large portion of our, greenhouse gas emissions and bad stuff happening to the ozone layer.
Cow farts.
It's because of cow farts.
No, it's
too many cows.
It's because of decomposition, which I guess farts are a factor of decomposition.
Well, they say that part of the it's like centralized in areas where there are no people, but lots of cows. Yeah. They have bigger holes in the ozone layer, and so they started testing. It's because of all the methane released from animals. What they're doing is now there's an animal who does not fart. They have perfect, apparently, microbes in their stomach, and they do not fart. Anyone have a guess what animal that is?
Ostrich.
Close, octopi. Actually.
Not close enough to a bird.
Octopus.
It's not a bird, but it evokes a similar animal to me.
Bison. Dinosaurs.
No.
Bison?
Nope.
Invokes an animal like
kangaroo. Kangaroo! Yes. I don't know why kangaroo and ostrich seem right, like, together.
They're from Australia.
Yeah, like, they're weird.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they walk around on two legs.
There's ostriches on the Serengeti and stuff. Isn't that
there's ostriches. Well,
ostriches are African. I didn't know they were in Australia.
The emus, right?
Well, there are emus and shit.
Emus and cassowaries.
Yeah, whatever. But we got to kangaroo. Kangaroos don't fart. They box. They don't fart.
They're good boxers, too, according to cartoons.
Yeah, apparently.
And Tekken.
And Tekken. Well, I've seen videos of kangaroos punching things, so... But, so they're trying to find ways... They know they can't, obviously, breed a kangaroo with a cow, but they want to try to introduce, like, kangaroo microbes into cow diets mm-hmm. to try to create the cows to have a fartless...
existence.
Derpy Show.
You know, India, speaking of perceiving things as intelligent, they have now made a new classification for animals that have to be that are to be treated like humans. They're non-person intelligent species, I believe is the term.
Yeah. Non-person intelligent
species. Yeah, people have been trying to get like dolphins and whales on that mm-hmm. so that they don't get fished.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I know England is trying to get octopus on the list as well. Which is interesting.
They are smart as hell, though, too.
That's true. I mean, like, I've read some awesome stories about captive octopus that would just get out of their tanks and do crazy shit, like sneak into other tanks and steal fish or, mm-hmm. like, squirt the lights out because they didn't like the light on.
There was one at SeaWorld that used to do similar things. They didn't realize why fish were disappearing. He would sneak into other encampments and get the fish.
Plus, they can predict, like, the outcome of the Super Bowl, so...
That motherfucking octopus had a really good record.
No, yeah. it was not Super Bowl, it was the Soccer World Cup.
Whatever.
Right. That's what it was. But it was, like, wasn't it, like, 9 for 11?
Yes.
Like
Germany was just...
That is way better odds than random luck.
How did they
put him in a tank, and they had, like, two things, and they were labeled, like, whichever two teams were playing, and whichever one he climbed into... was the one that won.
And he had like an 89% success rate.
That's dumb.
Isn't it?
That's so random.
Isn't it? They swore by that fucking cephalopod.
Derpy Show.
Alright, so we dispatched Joe to get the Big King. The first thing I'm noticing while looking at it is that the middle bun is really thick. Like, weirdly so.
That's what she said.
Definitely has two patties. I see lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
There is a special sauce and there's a sesame seed bun.
You should have gotten a Big Mac and a Big King to compare.
It would have been
disappointing
to eat the Big Mac.
Well, this is, it does have all of the component parts to make a Big Mac. Joe, you know what this means. Big Mac 5!
Big King 5!
Big King 5!
Big King 5!
Do not get King sauce all over my table.
Oh. This is better than a Big Mac.
Oh, hands down better. I'd really? Actually eat... I don't eat Big Macs. I'd eat this sandwich every time I go to Burger King.
Mmm. This is really good. One bite.
What's better about it?
Just how...
It's quality.
They just have a better burger at Burger King.
I've got pickle. Even though I never get fast
to be honest, though, I like the sauce isn't as bad on this. It's not as something.
Oh,
yeah, London. Maybe. Yeah.
It's not as something.
Derpy Show.
Did they tell you at the antiques fair that I just kept getting lost because I would pet all the animals?
No, they did not tell me that.
Or when I found taxidermy baby ducks.
Told me that.
So cute. So fluffy.
It was weird.
So sad.
So, Mr. Guest, you know what a stole is? Like,
yes.
Where you just like skin a fox and you'd have like a fox on your shoulders. When she sees them and they have little feet, she cries.
She might cry right now, actually.
I don't cry anymore because you've desensitized me to it.
Good. Well, we're at this antiques fair and she's petting like a fox stole. I was like, it's so pretty. And then turns around and immediately sees a Pomeranian that is the exact same color and like was just like, like, what have I done?
Kill it and wear its face.
Oh my god.
You're like this strange conundrum of like
calm it down.
Really sensitive and hardcore at the same time.
Like she gets so sensitive she pops back around the other side.
Yeah.
It's basically how it is. Like it's like Gandhi.
It's so cute,
and
I just wanna kill everything.
I really wanted to buy the taxidermy like ducklings. Like they were yellow and fluffy and they were like perfect little things. I was like, I want these because of reasons, and then I want to sit at home and drink and cry.
That's been a bad day.
While eating balut.
I don't know what that is.
Good.
That's the egg, right?
Yeah.
Oh. No, no. I've seen that on Destination Truth. I'm okay.
Derby Show.
So, I'm obviously technologically retarded. And
obviously.
And Boar over here does that shit for a living. And now we live together. And it's interesting because I find new and interesting ways to break things he has set up.
I liked how you were like, I don't know how to make the sound happen. And then it turned out you just didn't plug it in.
That was true.
Yeah, but the thing is, sound was coming out of the speakers.
The TV speakers.
No, it was coming out of the ones on the sides. I swear to God, two of those speakers.
Well, yeah, when you were using the Blu-ray player, which is integrated into the sound system.
These work, I don't get it! Now I hear that the way you control the computer is with a wireless keyboard. So you'll be like laying back on the couch, and you have to get up and get the wireless keyboard, and then maneuver to get it to be into the right range of the keyboard area, and then you use the buttons.
Yeah.
However, there is an app for your phone that you're usually texting a million people with on anyway.
That's not true.
You pull your phone out a lot.
No, when I'm at home, it's usually in the bedroom.
I'm just saying, you've got a phone that is wireless, and you can get an app that will do all that stuff for you.
What's your point here?
My point is why do you deliberately hate technology? Why won't you embrace it, Joe? I don't think you're accidentally breaking things. I think you're deliberately doing this.
No.
Are you some sort of, like, fucking technophobe?
He found a way to force the Xbox Media Center into, like, a permanent windowed mode that would not go full screen.
You have to be trying to do that.
I don't know how he did it.
I didn't.
But it took me, like, 15 minutes to figure out how to undo it.
And I didn't bring up a menu or anything.
No, he just, like I must have slapped the keyboard like that.
So here's a question. If he used the app, would he be able to fuck it up as badly?
No.
I think you should just take the keyboard away and make him get the app.
It's probably not a bad idea.
That way he quits fucking it up.
So Channing, I hear that you like old antiquated technology and that you use a BlackBerry.
He's trying to flip it.
You're trying to flip this shit. Yeah, yeah.
I like how they're both like jabbing each other with my complaints about the other person. They're both fighting based off of my pet peeves.
Well, listen.
Hey, I hear Rob hates this about you. Yeah, well, Rob fucking hates this about you. Fucking.
You know what? You know what we can both agree on? Fuck Rob.
Fuck that guy. Right in the ear.
So what about my antiquated technology?
He doesn't know. He could have just referred to me.
He's like, yeah, right.
He doesn't give a shit. It's my thing.
We just established that I'm so bad at technology that I don't even understand why anybody cares what phone they use. Like, I use a smartphone because I want to have,
He's got a Nokia. Leave him alone.
It's built like a tank. It's good to go.
That's why he doesn't have any apps on it.
Here's what I don't. Whoa! Wait a minute. Do you care what car you drive?
Not really. As long as it has AC and gets me from point A to point B.
I was immediately going to say that was a terrible thing to go to.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no. Doesn't matter what car you drive at all.
If it runs.
You don't understand why people want a specific car over another.
Well, like there are different modifications and things that people can utilize, and like gas mileage and towing capability and stuff like that.
So, the idea that someone would prefer a phone over another, when there are just as many variations and powers and various reasons for wanting different phones, that doesn't make sense.
Only because most people don't utilize their phone at all. Like, most people spend all this money on a piece of technology that might as well be a really expensive fashion accessory.
So basically what you're saying is that some people will get these phones and they'll have all these capabilities, like, say, the ability to control a television, and they're like, I'm just going to ignore that facet of it. I'm just a dumb phone user.
And you're saying that, you know, I mean, somebody might, you know, get a phone that could say, go to 200 miles per hour, but they're going to stay, but they're going to stay within the normal 65 mile per hour speed limits. And that's just, you know, I mean, why would they ever possibly do that? That's just like a waste of money. I mean, you could, you know, use your car to, you know, do racing and all this other crazy stuff.
You spend most of your time in a 30 mile an hour area anyway. Why do you need to go 150?
Right. I mean, you might as well just get a car that, you know, tops out at 55. I mean, that's the average, right? Come from the guy who's got more speeding tickets than everyone else in my family put together.
Not recently.
Joe, I think when we were in college, it was easier to think of a time that you were. It was harder to think of a time that you weren't getting pulled over.
Yeah, that's true. I got better about it.
What, you just have to get better at not looking for cops on the horizon? What?
No, actually...
Did you invest in a radar gun? Scanner?
No, I just can't afford speeding tickets anymore.
I just can't afford them anymore. Derpy Show. Like, I think the last Zelda game I played was... last console Zelda was Majora's Mask.
Oh, really?
But I mean, that's only Twilight Princess, like, and Skyward Sword.
Wind Waker.
Oh, yeah, fuck Wind Waker.
Wind Waker was cool.
I want nothing to do with cel shading. That's cutesy. I just don't want that. Like, the thing is, I just don't like that version of Link. Maybe I should look past it, but I couldn't. I just didn't care. I also did not buy a GameCube. I didn't want a GameCube. I wanted nothing to do with GameCube.
I mean, going from Majora's Mask to Wind Waker, yeah, it was cel shaded, but the graphics for, like, Majora's Mask and
Ocarina of Time
were fucking terrible.
But
in comparison, especially.
It wasn't about what the graphics looked like, it was the style and the theme. Like,
what was different about the theme?
From everything I saw was, like I said, I haven't played it, but from all of the design and advertisements that I saw, Link to the or Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask had a much darker theme to them. And it was something that was interesting to me. That was stuff that intrigued me. The, like, super happy...
How would you not want to combine Ocarina of Time with Waterworld? Why does that not seem appealing to you?
Because I don't want Link to drink his piss out of a Deku seed. I don't know. Like... It's just that it was just so, like...
Everybody loves Waterworld. Everybody loves Zelda.
Bored.
Smash them together. Why don't you love that?
What alternate reality are you living in that you think everyone loves Waterworld?
Nobody loves Waterworld.
Dude, the people that made that movie don't like it. I'm pretty sure Joss Whedon wishes he wouldn't have wrote it, and Kevin Costner was in it? Yeah, super sure he wishes he wouldn't have done that movie.
So yeah, I don't get what your problem is.
Kevin Costner did not win an Emmy for drinking his own piss out of a Mr. Coffee, okay?
So, I probably could have gotten behind it. I don't know, man. I probably would have played it 100% if it had looked like the 64. For some reason, at that time period, and even now, I just don't care. I just don't want...
At the time, I was pissed, too. Like, just like you are, when I saw, like, I was like, oh, because... Actually, when the GameCube first came out, they had all these renders of how Zelda could look.
Which ended up looking like Twilight Princess.
Yeah, it looked more like Twilight Princess, and then we didn't get that for years later. And I was with you in that I was pissed off, but then I played it, and I was like, okay, this is fun.
I don't have time for a fucking another Zelda game.
Did you have time when it came out?
Yeah, I probably did.
Okay.
But now, man, I feel like I don't have time for a
Could
fucking
video. Could you retroactively
game.
Get over yourself?
Probably not.
Damn it.
And I about got into a fight the other day. We were talking about, we had a retro game night, and, oh god, someone had a weird, like, one of those old, it was, what was before Mad Catz? Like, the Super Nintendo extra
Pelican?
Controllers? I think it might have been a Pelican controller.
Pelican stuff's not horrible.
Yeah, Pelican stuff, it was not bad.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the quality, it's more about it just looking weird. Like, it felt weird.
Sounds like Pelican.
Yeah. So, and you're just kind of like, what the fuck is up with these controllers? They're so weird. I'm like, and I made a comment that it was like, it's like the GameCube controller. It's just weird. And three people were like on my ass about how that was the most well-designed controller of all time.
No, they're fucking...
And that there's something wrong with me because I thought that the multicolored, misshapen behemoth that was the GameCube controller made no fucking sense to me.
I fucking hated those controllers, man.
They only say that because Smash Brothers. That's why. Because they still use it to this day to play Brawl. So, if it wasn't for Smash Brothers, they wouldn't care.
Like, these are two guys that did not give a shit about Smash Brothers.
That's really weird, then. Because normally, Smash Brothers is what it is. That's
I can get that. I mean, it is kind of, like, for some reason made for that. Like, it feels like it's made for that. I get it.
A little bit. It's really good for Mario Sunshine, too.
But that game's terrible.
It's not that bad. Did you play it?
I tried it.
I told you people hate on Sunshine all the time.
I tried Sunshine for, probably 30 minutes, an hour, and I was like, no, don't give a fuck.
See, my big thing, though, is the GameCube controllers were one of the reasons I never had a GameCube. Those controllers were so fucking awful for me.
They're really not that bad.
Do you know why I
didn't have a GameCube? The only
thing is, there's six buttons and a joystick and a pad and a
They're not
four
good
buttons.
For hardcore games. They're just not. They're fucking terrible, but none of the games that they released on the GameCube were that hardcore.
Derpy Show.
I started reading through what Injustice was about. It's about a parallel universe, which is why all the characters are fighting each other. And it's shit like, it's the alternate universe where Superman apparently goes, fuck it, and kills the Joker. And it's like, fuck it. We can't let these motherfuckers live anymore. And then our Batman ends up going into their universe, and he's stuck there, and he's trying to fix it. Kind of cool. So there's all these superheroes that are just murdering supervillains. And then there's our heroes keep getting sucked in, and so that's why whenever characters are fighting, one of them is the evil version and one of them's our version, and that's why they're fighting each other.
It'd be hilarious if they had goatees. Some of them.
It would be awesome. I actually really enjoy DC doesn't use goatees when they do villain versions of superheroes. They just make weird, crummy, alternate versions of them. God, what is the name is it? It's not the Injustice, like, because that's Super Friends, is the Injustice League. But one of the main alternate universes in DC, there's supervillains. That's a group of supervillains. And it's Ultraman is their version of Superman when he's a bad guy. And Owlman is Batman, but he wears armor, has an owl outfit, and he's a bad guy. Power Ring instead of the Green Lantern. Like,
Power Ring.
Like, it's some shitty stuff, man. But I love it. Like, and that's they still keep bringing that shit back.
Wouldn't an evil version of Green Lantern just have, like, a yellow or orange ring or something?
Well, yellow. Technically speaking, in the canon, there are yellow lanterns that are the
right,
natural enemies.
Saying.
But in that universe, he's still the Green Lantern. He's just an asshole. Like, he's just a villain.
But wouldn't his ring not even work for him?
No, they're based on willpower. Like, Lex Luthor, there's been story arcs where villains...
But if Sinestro got a green ring, would... I mean,
he used to be a green lantern.
Yeah.
Basically...
But would he still be able to use
basically,
the green...
if I walk up to you and crush your hand into nothing and take your ring off your finger and put it on mine, if I have the willpower to use the ring, then it'll work.
Oh,
it's all based on willpower.
I thought it was all about, like...
Lex Luthor's done that before, hasn't he?
He took other
I
rings.
Thought it had to do with, like, the purity of your soul or, like...
Well, the ring would find a person to represent the planet. And it was looking for the person with the strongest willpower. Now, typically speaking, that the Green Lantern favors kind people because willpower is typically a kinder trait.
Because you're using it to resist temptation
but
and things like
Guy
that.
Guy Gardner was a Green Lantern for Earth.
What about, like, the Red Rage Ring or whatever?
We'll That's, get there. Yeah, well... The Red Rage, like, they're powered by rage.
Yeah.
So the ring would naturally search for the most violent, crazed person.
Just like fear picks Scarecrow.
And then the yellow ring is fear, so it looks for people that can inspire the most fear in others. Mm-hmm. And on Earth, during one of these situations, they did...
So green's more generic.
It's the original, so yeah. Yeah, there's the color spectrum. So red is rage, orange is greed, yellow is fear, green's willpower, blue is hope.
Yeah.
So it goes to Katara.
Indigo.
So, okay, the blue ring is closer to what I was originally thinking the green one was.
Yeah.
So would a villain be able to put on a blue ring and just be like, ooh, blue power?
No.
Because those are willpower is a universal trait. Things like hope and fear.
It's harder.
It's harder. Like, unless you're a goddamn rage machine. Like, the Hulk with a red ring. I mean, I realize you're crossing universes, but...
Crazy shit.
I mean, yeah. It's a giant rage monster. He'd fuel that thing like nobody else.
But, like, they did a weird storyline. Long story short, crazy shit was going on. And all the people with rings were on Earth, and they needed help. And they discovered this power that the rings could deputize another person. Essentially to... because, like, all the Relander people were hurt. And they essentially were wanting to give their ring to someone on Earth to... who were healthy to like fight the fight. So a bunch of characters from DC that didn't normally have rings got rings. So like the Flash got hope because he has had a bunch of people that have been the Flash and he represents this legacy. So he's hopeful and good in that. And like it goes to Wonder Woman because she gave up her culture and all the stuff to love Earth. So she's the Violet Lantern and she's love. And it goes to fucking Lex Luthor because he's the greediest motherfucker on Earth and he gets the fucking orange power ring. And the Scarecrow from Batman gets a yellow ring because he's the fucking guy who tries to make things have the most fear. And then they're like, fuck it, we're fighting the bad guys. We're trying to destroy Earth. It's cool. And then Lex Luthor's like, I want all those rings. Die, Scarecrow! Fuck you, Flash! It just starts like stealing the rings. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, so... They do some weird shit with the Green Lanterns, but for the most part, it's a storyline that's best kept to themselves. They don't play well with others very well. Because they're kind of dumb.
What is?
Green Lanterns.
Well, they're like they're like intergalactic police.
They were. Now I don't know what the fuck they are.
They're really powered by wishes. I had a friend that was really into that whole ring series when they had all the weird shit going on, and I kept saying that I wanted a black ring.
And then it happened.
And then they kept saying, like, no, you can't, because that would mean that you're dead. Or something like that.
No. And then it happened.
Didn't Batman get it?
No. What happened was, because Batman was dead, the black rings were, like, the end of the universe. Like, entropy of the universe incarnate. So the rings went and resurrected dead people into, like, awful undead versions of them. Not zombies, because they were intelligent. They were just evil things. So it was just like skeleton people in superhero costumes with black rings. Kind of cool. And then when all the groups got together, they could shoot their lanterns together to make white light, and it was the only thing that could kill the bad ones. And when they did that enough, they made white lanterns, in which some of the dead characters came back to life. And that was one of the other stupidest ways they brought people back to life.
They came back to life in ways that weren't all corpsified.
Correct. And then they stayed alive.
Okay.
It was one of the many ways. There's like, how can we bring back like 12 dead characters at the same time? I know! Like, that's just what it ended up being.
I hate DC.
Care Bear Stairs!
That is exactly what happened.
I hate DC, man. Fuck, they know how to fuck up storylines.
Oh, it's even better. Not only that, so, the Black Lantern was coming to Earth. And they try to establish why... Like, there's a bunch of fucking planets in the fucking universe. Why is he coming to Earth to make this the battleground? Oh, because Earth's special. That's why everything happens on Earth, is because Earth is special.
In DC because, Universe?
Yes. Because inside the core of Earth is a giant baby that is God.
What? Yeah. Wait, what?
It's the being that created all life.
As a baby.
And it eventually, like, would turn back into a baby and, like, hibernate until it would eventually do something again.
So, you mean, unlike in Marvel Universe, they explain why everything happens on Earth because it's, like, for some reason, a nexus of powerful beings. So, Earth is a hotspot because there's just a lot of powerful people there, which is a good answer, as opposed to...
But in DC, it's because God Baby lives inside of the Earth.
God Baby.
God Baby.
So
this is legit shit too, man.
Now, whenever I watch Batman movies, I'm just gonna think, oh, this is all because there's a God baby, and
it's all because of the God baby.
God damn it! Like,
God baby.
I just want to point out that Marvel never resets their universe.
Okay,
that's not necessary.
Marvel doesn't do huge wipes. Marvel does selective rebooting, which can be just as, if not more, stupid.
Yeah.
And they've made even worse sins. Because DC goes, man, we fucked up for the past 10 years. Let's just wipe it over and kind of start over. Dick move, but at least we're getting some shit that kind of makes sense. Like, the characters kind of go back to where we know them. Spider-Man, a lot of the writers fuck him up for a while. So he sells not his soul to the devil. He gives up his children and his wife to get his elderly grandmother back, or aunt, back to life. She gets shot, and she's dying. So the devil says, I'll put you back in time, and you'll never met Mary Jane, and you'll never be happy with her ever again. But you'll have your octogenarian aunt back for, you know, a couple more seasons. And Spider-Man goes, that's a good deal, devil. Thanks.
I'm speechless over that. What?
Yep. It's terrible.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's the second worst Spider-Man story. Actually, I remember in the 90s when we thought the Clone Saga was the worst Spider-Man story ever told. And then in the 2000s, they really outdid themselves. Because they did this whole thing where Spider-Man turned into a giant spider and then was reborn with spider powers because he's part of an ancient spider cult.
Of spiders.
Sure. And then he turns into a giant spider. And then the giant spider tries to fuck Mary Jane, and then they kill the spider, and then the spider explodes, and then Peter Parker's inside, and now he has natural web shooters instead of mechanical web shooters, like the movie. And then they do that One More Day shit where he fucking makes a deal with the devil.
I feel like if he had the biological web shooters, he'd be like the Flash and have to eat constantly to be able to
produce the webbing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, there was once time, so during just gearing up towards the Civil War, which is this big fight between the superheroes.
That was all really
That was good. Pretty good. Building up to that, Spider-Man and Iron Man became BFFs, because Spider-Man joined the Avengers. And so, Peter Parker and Tony Stark were having friends, they're both smart, they both make machines, they're having getting along, and Tony was like, do you want me to, like, build you a suit? I mean, you're really fast and nimble and tough, but you want to have a suit that, like, makes that even better? So then there's the Iron Spider.
I remember that.
He had this cool suit, and he had, like, mechanical, like, nanotechnology.
I remember that.
Claws.
He was cool.
I actually super dig the Iron Spider. Like, it was awesome. But
wouldn't that make it all pointless? Like, couldn't Tony have made a suit like that for himself?
But Spider-Man has the, like, super senses and things, because Tony doesn't actually have the natural, like, his body. He has to rely 100% on the suit.
I guess Spider-Man could do, like, more outrageous things with his limbs.
But the thing is,
that's essentially it. He made it to enhance what his already supernatural.
Because he's already super strong. He's already super nimble. So he can build a suit that amplifies all of that. Like, he can make a kid out of a much tougher metal because he could lift it, where Iron Man wouldn't be able to.
Well, I don't think that would be an issue, but I was thinking more about, like, the suit would just be capable of doing way crazier shit that wouldn't rip his body apart as easily.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gave him, like, a cell phone built into the suit so he could talk to other heroes. Like, all that Iron Man shit. And then when Peter Parker decided that he wasn't going to be with Iron Man anymore, it was Iron Man's failsafe against Spider-Man, which is also fun. So it turned on him. The suit. He had to fight his own suit.
Sounds like a Venom thing.
A little bit.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep these and other fine shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on the iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. to find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and even more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. I think that's some sort of Apple thing. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks like the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the Googly Plus and the Twitters and all them Instagrams and the Tumblings. And we are glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. Goodbye.
You don't have a 3DS, do you?
I ordered the bundle.
Oh, wait, really?
Really?
The gold one.
Really?
So now we can make you play Pokemon.
Wait,
with us.
What?
Good luck.
This is big news.
Yeah.
Wait, you really did?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How can you tell us?
He doesn't care.
We can be friend codes.
Oh my god.
Who cares?
I can put Pokemon into your thing and then I can just...
I can put the hookaboo in your dookadoo.
No, so
I hope he never puts his hookaboo in your bookadoo, okay?
Is that
please,
like,
God.
Is that like ooking you in the duker?
Yeah, don't ook him in the duker, please.